email from a friend that reminded me that I don't remember exactly when I first encountered Joe Frank. There was a piece about him in the New York Review of Books. And they were saying how influential he was, but all anybody can ever seem to come up with as an influence is Ira Glass. But maybe there's more to it that I'm just not reading between the lines. My other friend Joe is very widely read, widely cultured. Sent me the link to the New York Review of Books. And he'd never heard of Joe Frank until I introduced him to him, and that happened to be just like a few days before Joe Frank died. But, and I remember my other friend Tina, who's also very widely cultured, widely read, she'd never heard of him either. But that doesn't mean he's not significant. But anyway, I don't remember when I first encountered him, but it might have even been in college when I was working at the radio station, which would make perfect sense that I would have heard of somebody like that, because I took the radio thing pretty seriously. It was going to be supposed to be my career after school, but it never was, and I'm lucky for that. So, I mean, it would make sense I would have heard of him, but we would have never been able to program his stuff. We didn't have any money. I mean, I'm sure if it was aired at all, it was like fair use excerpts or whatever. I also remember Alan Bridge, better known as Mr. Apology, was a huge fan of both Joe Frank and Ben Catcher. And I think of, well, really all three of those guys, Apology, Catcher, and Frank, as being all kind of kindred spirits in a way. And I could see why he would be attracted to either of them. Alan tried to make contact with Catcher, and maybe I'm totally wrong about this, but my understanding is that Catcher was rude in response to whatever Alan's communication was. I don't know what if he was suggesting some kind of collaboration, or I don't know what he had in mind, but Catcher was not nice and what. Catcher was not very nice in whatever he said and whatever his reply was, but I don't know. That's maybe a very heavily filtered memory. Who the hell knows? So, but I have a cassette that I made of Joe Frank as far back as 1991, so I obviously knew where to find it then, and that was 1 year out of college. So I don't know. I don't remember when I first heard of him. It doesn't really matter, I suppose. But speaking of Apology, I'm at one of these payphones where I stuck a couple of Apology stickers, and they're still here. It's been maybe a month now. I think I might have read this one already. I'll read the shorter one. There's two of them here. I remember this guy. This caller had like a sort of a Texas accent. I'd like to apologize for being such a sorry person. My preacher's wife was counseling me on alcoholism. They're a married couple. I'm 30 and they're 30. And I had a sexual encounter with her. And I feel sorry and I need to apologize to somebody for messing up her. Her husband was almost impotent. In which I attacked the woman. I had oral and physical sex with her. And I feel just plumb damn guilty, like I should just end it all. Thank you. Yeah, that was cheerful, wasn't it? All right.